It's good to be here again tonight. Feel the wonderful presence of God. I'm sure that you've already felt it. I have. I felt it in a great way no longer than I've been here tonight. And Brother Beretta says it's good to be sure that Jesus is always with you. Always with you.
Praise God.
And if I knew tonight that the Lord wasn't with me, I'd go home or wherever I could find a place. And I'd stay right there until I made sure that he was with me. I wouldn't leave, Brother Ernie, until I got in contact with God and made sure that I knew that God was in my heart. I want you to take your Bibles and turn over to the book of John with me. 1 John. And I want to read just a little bit from the second chapter. Second chapter. And then the 17th verse. I want to read just a little bit before we get to the 17th verse, but the 17th verse holds the thought that I'd love to have tonight. Chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him verily is the love of God perfected. And hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. All right, reading in the 17th verse of the second chapter, we notice here that the Lord is trying here to make us to understand his will. In the 17th verse, he is trying to get us to understand the will of God. I think the greatest problem with the world today is that they do not understand the will of God. It has been said, I believe it was in the book of Daniel, that in the latter times, they that know their God shall do mighty exploits. And so then, if a person can understand God, understand what God is and what God's plans are, then they can do great things for God. But most people have the problem of not understanding God, nor understanding the plan of God. And so then Paul said on one occasion, I would not have you ignorant, but I would that ye understand the will of God. Here John said he's writing to the young men. He said he's writing to the children. He said he's writing to the young women. And he's writing to the ministry. And he doesn't leave anybody out, does he? He points out here that all of us are to know the will of God. A lot of people would say, well, Brother Pike, I don't think that children know the will of God. The Bible teaches that out of the mouth of sucklings, God hath perfected praise. Is that right? When the little children came along in the synagogues and began to throw up their hands and say, Hallelujah, Hosanna to Christ, the Pharisees got all upset and tried to put them out and begin to rebuke them. And Jesus said, Have ye not read in the Scriptures that it is written, Out of the mouth of sucklings and babes, God hath perfected praise. Is that right? God is looking for somebody to praise Him. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches that God is a spirit, and God inhabits the praise of His people, and God is looking for somebody to praise Him. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? What God's wanting is somebody to praise Him. And when we praise God, then we can find the will of God for our lives, Brother Ernie. And so then it's a wonderful thing to know the will of God. Don't be ignorant, but know the will of God. A lot of people, they don't get their healing because they don't know the will of God. They could have healing for their body. They could have financial blessings. They could have the prosperity of God if they understood. Because some people have faith, but they've never been taught how to believe, and they've never been taught the will of God. And because of this, they go through life with a great bondage, not being able to get free and have the blessings of God upon their life. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't He? It's well said, there's none good but God, and God is good, and God wants you to be blessed. I'd like to say this tonight in the beginning of the message here. God wants you to live the entirety of your days on this earth. A lot of people feel like God wants them to die out, you know, because He's upset with them. But the Bible teaches that death is the enemy of God. Man. And that God has no pleasure in people dying. Is that right? And God wants to fulfill the number of your years. God doesn't want you to die a premature death. It's not God's will for you to die at an early age. It's not God's will for you to be sick. But it's God's will for you to be filled with the Spirit, and to have a healthy body, and to prosper even as your soul prospereth in the Lord. Is that right? Amen. Hallelujah. God doesn't want us to love the world. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is of the world is the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, and the world and the lust thereof passeth away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God wants us to come out from among the world and be a separate people. And that's what I want to do. I don't have any time for the world, and the world don't have any time for me.
Paul said, I'm crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me through Jesus Christ. I'm dead to the world, and the world's dead to me. I don't understand people that are always trying to get securities for this world and always trying to lay up treasures for this life. I don't understand that, because we're pilgrims and we're strangers and we're not of this world, but we're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God, a city that has foundations. Old Brother Abraham said, we're seeking a city that has foundations whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Abraham searched for that city, but I found it. I said, Abraham searched for that city, Brother Jerry, but I found it. Hallelujah. The builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Paul said, you're God's building. Is that right? You're God's building. And Paul said, I am the one that's to lay the great cornerstone, because I'm the wise master builder. And he said, I magnify my office because I am the apostle to the Gentile church. Hallelujah. And so then he said, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone to the building.
Yes.
And he said, you're God's building. You're God's lively stones built up into a holy priesthood, a habitation for God who is a spirit. Is that right?
Praise God. Amen.
I found the city. The city whose builder and maker is God. The city that hath foundations. You ever wondered what those foundations are? If you look over there in the book of Revelation, you'll find that that great city, John said, I beheld, as it come down from out of heaven, adorned as the bride for the husband, and it said it had 12 foundations. Hallelujah. It had a foundation. Had a foundation, a city with a foundation. Abraham searched for the city that's got a foundation. How do you know that this world doesn't have a foundation? There's no foundation to this world. Scientists have learned that there's no foundation to this world. It's just out there in space hanging on nothing. Is that right? It doesn't have a foundation. All of the galaxies are out there without a foundation. There's no foundation to the sun. There's no foundation to the moon. There's no foundation to the world. It's just one big ball hanging out there in space. But this city I'm speaking of has got foundations. Hallelujah. Whose builder and maker is God. And the Bible said other foundations can no man lay except this foundation that's been laid by Christ. And when Christ was here, he took 12 apostles and he laid the foundation of that city. Is that right? And those apostolic teachings are still here today. The Bible said at the great day of Pentecost, 3,000 was added unto the church. They repented and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said they continued steadfastly in the apostolic doctrines and broke bread from house to house with singleness of heart. Is that right? Hallelujah. It said, take heed how you build thereupon, for there's going to be some fiery trials, and the day shall try your works. Is that right? To see if they be of God.
Amen.
If any man works, if they survive, the Bible said that he receive a reward. But if the works be burned, then if we ourselves make it, it'll be as if one fiery trial right after another. That's the way it is with some of you tonight. You go through one fiery trial right after another. You repent over and over. You don't bring forth any fruits unto perfection. And you're just barely making it in yourselves. Just barely slipping in. Is that right? I said, some of you are just going to be saved by the skin of your teeth. Make it a death for fire. All of your works be burned. But I want to do something for God, don't you? I want to do something for God. I want to take somebody with me. I want to be able to do something for Christ. Hallelujah. Brother Jerry Lambert drove over 500 miles to come up here and be a testimony for Jesus Christ. To be in the service with us. Don't you want to do something for God? Here's young people sitting out here tonight. The very age to be able to do something for God. Now's the time to do it. Brother Ernie, while the elders died in the wilderness from grumbling and mumbling, God raised up a young army and took them into Canaan. Hallelujah. Praise God. In this intellectual denominational world that's wandering around out yonder, fussing about whether it ought to be Methodist or Baptist or Pentecostal or Presbyterian or whatnot, all the time God's raising up somebody and he's taking them into Canaan. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said the other night, I never read where it said the Baptist would be saved. I never read where it said the Methodist would be saved. I never read where it said the Catholic would be saved. But the Bible said they were first called Christians at Antioch, and he said, if you believe, hallelujah, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Is that right? Hallelujah. So we can do something for Jesus. I feel good, Brother Ernie. Hallelujah. Brother Ernie ain't put the brakes on me a night since I've been here. He just turned me loose and let me go. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Serving God's joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The song said, feeling so much better. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Hallelujah. So I found me a city whose builder and maker is God. I found a city with foundations that are made out of jewels. The only city there is that has the foundation is the city of New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, adorned as the bride for her husband, and it's got great foundations. Hallelujah. That shall never pass away. Hallelujah. So then here, he said that we should know the will of God. What is the will of God? People say, Brother Pike, I would love to have my healing, but I don't know whether it's God's will to heal me or not. Isn't that right? I'd love to have my healing, but I don't know whether God wants to be healed or not. Is that right? Have you ever wondered like this, you know, or thought of it like this, that you'd love to have salvation, but you don't know whether God wants you saved or not? Have you ever thought of it like that? That God wants you to have salvation? Do you believe that He does? I believe that He does.
Yes, amen.
I believe God wants you to have salvation. A lot of people say, well, this is just not my time. I'm waiting for my time, Brother Pike. Is that right? But the Bible said that today is the day of salvation. Yes. And it says now is the accepted time.
Amen.
The bride says, come. The bridegroom says, come. And the scripture said, let whosoever will come. For today is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. And now is the time God expects you to do something. Hallelujah. When you wait for salvation, you're letting the devil put you off. You're letting the devil cause you problems because God wants you to come. God's calling you tonight. God wants you to do something tonight, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. God's got something for you right now. Hallelujah. He's wanting you to move right now for Christ. He wants to raise you up right now. He wants to stir you. Hallelujah. Put His Spirit within you. Paul said, praise and honor and glory be to God immortal, the invisible God. A lot of people are not spiritual. They can't believe in the invisible. But God's the invisible God. God's here tonight because He said, if two of you will come together in my name, the Spirit would be here tonight. And God's the invisible Spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't see God. Like over in Russia when they sent up the satellite. The man went up there and he sailed all around and he said, I don't see God appear anywhere. You know why he didn't see God? Because he was an unbeliever. But one of the fellows from over here in America went up and began to sail around the moon and he gave a report. He said, I see God everywhere. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I see God everywhere! Amen. I see Him in the trees. I see Him in the birds. I see Him in the people. I see God's presence here tonight. Jesus said, I do always the things that please the Father because God is a Spirit. The immortal, the invisible God. The God of immortality. The God that's invisible. God is here tonight. The great Jehovah Jireh. The great El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He's here tonight. I feel His presence here tonight. I feel Him rolling up down within my soul tonight. I feel the concern, Brother Terry, of the great Jehovah God. God's concerned about His people. Hallelujah. God's ear is not deaf and He can't hear. God's not on a journey far away, but God's present. Hallelujah. He's the omnipotent present, the omnipotent sign, the omnipotent God. Is that right? God, the great God of heaven and earth, God is a Spirit. And when you begin to hear the Word, and the Bible said it's not the minister that speaks, but it's Heavenly Father that speaketh from within you. And you begin to believe, my brothers and sisters. And from the very moment that you begin to believe, something begins to take place. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, I want my healing. You can have it tonight. God wants you healed tonight. Somebody would say, well, I believe next week God wants you healed tonight. Yeah. Somebody would say, well, another time, but God wants you healed now. Right now, today is the accepted time. Yeah. Right now, God would rather heal you now than any other time. Yeah. God would rather save you now than any other time. God would rather do something for you tonight than any other time, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He wants to do something for you tonight. Somebody said, I don't know whether God can use me or not. Somebody say, I'm too old, Brother Pipe. Old Brother Moses, he never did start his ministry till he was about 80. I said, he's about 80 years old. He decided to have a ministry. Is that right? I heard of a man here not too long ago, a great missionary that was way over in his years. Maybe 60 years old or 70. And all of a sudden he got a burning passion and zeal to go do something for God. And he jumped on board a ship, went to India, and become one of the world's greatest missionaries in his old age. I said, God can do it tonight. Hallelujah. God wants to do it right now.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow, but right now.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
You love the Lord? God's trying to do it now because he wants you to do something for him now. Somebody said, but Brother Pike, I'm too young. You know, a lot of folks, they won't even give a little boy or a little girl a tract. Yet they send them off to school to read, send them to kindergarten, but they won't even give the little fellas a tract. I admire Brother Taylor for trying to get to the little people like that. Why? Because God picked up a man back over there in the Old Testament, just a little bitty fella, by the name of Josiah, about 7 years old, and set him on the throne. He was one of the greatest kings that ever reigned. Hallelujah. How old are you tonight? I said he was 7 years old, and God raised him up, and God tore down the high places with him, and God made him one of the greatest kings that ever lived.
Hallelujah.
Forbid him not, suffer him to come unto me, and forbid him not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Out of the mouth of sucklings and babes, God has perfected praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Ernie showed me a picture where the Holy Ghost fell on two little girls under the tent. It was such a beautiful thing. While they were praising God and loving God, little folks can love God too. He said, I write unto you, little folks. Hallelujah. Down the tabernacle, sometimes we have a special night. We call our little folks together. And I'll tell you what, they really bring the Spirit down. Hallelujah. Many a time Sunday morning I've sat across the nation. I've sat in the services on Sunday morning, and when the preacher couldn't seem to touch me, the little people would start their singing and praising God, and the innocency of their heart and the sincerity of their heart would cause the tears to roll down my cheeks and cause something to come up inside of me. Hallelujah. Like a stream breaking forth from a fountain. Can you say hallelujah?
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So then I found a city, foundation. His building maker is God. It's the only city that's got a foundation. It's going to last. You know anything without a foundation can't last. Is that right? Well, this city's got a foundation, and God is the one that built it. The builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Now you say, well, Brother Pike, what is the will for my life? How can I make that city? How can I be in that city? For the Bible said, without our dogs and whoremongers and liars and thieves and murderers. That's without that city. Now you say, what is the will of God for my life tonight? Do you know what the will of God is? Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me, O God, to do thy will.
Yes.
God's will tonight is God's word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus was the manifested will of God.
Yes.
And that will... We're about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That was the will of God incarnate in flesh. And that will walked the earth, and the Bible said he healed the sick. I said he healed the sick. That will of God incarnate in flesh healed the sick. For in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word came forth and put on flesh. And we beheld the Word. Are listening?
Yes.
Somebody said, I don't believe Jesus Christ is God. I don't believe he's God. The Bible said, if you don't, you're Antichrist.
Amen.
He said, if you don't believe that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, you're Antichrist.
Yes.
If any man deny that Christ
yes.
is come in the flesh, yes. Christ, the anointed one,
Hallelujah.
Has come down in a body called Jesus, said you're Antichrist. Somebody said, one God, two gods, three gods. Half a dozen gods, paganistic gods, but to us there's one God, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Is that right? Hallelujah. What kind of God is it? It's Christ in the flesh. It's Christ in the flesh. If any man deny that, he's anti to the teachings that Christ is in the flesh. How many know what anti-communist means? There's folks that's anti-Christian too. They're anti-Christ. They're anti-Christ. They don't believe a Christ ever come in a human body. If any man deny that Christ is come in the flesh. How do you know tonight that Christ is inside of my flesh? How do you know that Christ is inside of your flesh? If anybody denies that there's an experience with God, hallelujah, where the Holy Ghost comes down and lives in a human body, that man is Antichrist. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I feel him down here, don't you? I feel him down here. Hallelujah. I feel him. Praise God. I can feel the presence of God. Amen. When Sister Elizabeth got over near Mary, the Bible said the babe leaped in the womb. Hallelujah. And she could tell that there was something there. That Christ on the inside of me. Paul said, I travail till Christ be formed within me. I can feel him every time the Holy Ghost starts moving. I can feel that Christ on the inside begin to move around. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Hallelujah. You love the Lord? God's good, isn't he? Something wonderful is taking place. You know what's wrong with the world? They say, I don't believe anything like that. You know why? Because the Bible said a virgin shall conceive. Hallelujah. They're not virtuous. The Bible said that a virtuous woman's price is far beyond that of rubies. Hallelujah. Said, and a virgin shall conceive. God's got a virgin somewhere. There's a virtuous church somewhere. There's a virtuous people somewhere. There's somebody that's not mixed up with the world and the lust and the filth of the world. There's a virgin somewhere. And God said she could see by the Holy Ghost and Christ would be formed in the womb. Hallelujah. You love the Lord. You love the Lord. And what is the will of God for my life? Mary said, and my soul doth magnify God. Hallelujah. What is that? If you want a divine conception from the Holy Ghost, the Bible said the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and she conceived. And she said, my soul doth magnify God. Does your soul magnify God tonight? Is your soul tonight magnifying God tonight? She said, from henceforth all nations shall call me blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody said, but that was Mary. A lot of folks say, I don't believe in the Catholic Church because they say Blessed Mary. I believe Blessed Mary because the Bible said from henceforth, if I have to use the Catholics to do it, all nations will call her blessed.
Yes, amen.
You can say amen. Hallelujah. I believe we're also God's Mary tonight, don't you? You say, where do you get blessed, Brother Pye? Because the Bible said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, over which the second death has no power. Hallelujah. What is the will of God for my life? What is the will of God? And he said, lo, I come in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, O God, to do thy will. What is the will of God? The volume of the book. The volume of the book. The volume of the book. What is the volume of the book? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word made himself a human body. And the Bible said God was in the world. And the world never knew him. I said God that created heaven and earth was in the world. He made himself flesh. And the Bible said that they never recognized him. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? I said he was walking around. God incarnate in Christ walking around. God, the Word that spoke the world into existence, walking around in a human body. God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't know what God's like. I'd love to know what God's like. God, this is what God's like. If you don't know what kind of God you serve, let me introduce you to him tonight. The Bible said that God went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. That's the God that we're serving tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember the disciples. I'll never forget when the disciples, they got a little bit upset, you know. When we get upset with each other, we're ready to call down fire on each other, ain't we? Yes. Amen. Somebody said, I don't like that preacher. I'll just put him out of commission. I'll call down fire on him. Amen. They said, Lord, said you want us to call down fire on him like Elias did? The Bible said Jesus rebuked him. And he said, you don't know what manner of spirit you're of. He said, I didn't come to destroy men's lives, but I came to save men's lives. Hallelujah. I never come to condemn the world. I came to save the world.
Hallelujah. He left something for us. The song said, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse is every line. I'm trusting in the word divine. Every promise in the book is mine. I'm claiming it, ain't you? Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, what have I got to do? Just believe. Just believe. When it came unto Jesus and they were sick, and some of them had already died and sent, and others, loved ones, sent people unto Jesus. And when they came unto Jesus, they said, but Lord, no need to bother yourself. The damsel's already dead. So don't worry about that. That ain't got nothing to do with it, Jesus said. What are you worried about a little thing called death for? Jesus said, that don't have anything to do with it. They said, but Lord, you don't understand. She's dead. She's dead. Jesus said, no, so she's just asleep. Oh, I tell you tonight, I wish that I could bring out the spiritual revelation tonight and show you that Jesus knew what he was speaking of when he said the damsel was asleep and was not dead. That is a world of difference in being dead and being asleep, my brother.
Yes, amen.
The soul that sinneth shall surely die. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can go to sleep, that's one thing. But if you die, that's another thing. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You can go to sleep or you can die. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. But he that's born of God can't sin, Brother Ernie. If he can't sin, he can't die. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Pike, what do you mean? I mean that death is the enemy of God and Jesus conquered death at Calvary, and it's God's will for people to live and not die. It's God's will that people should live and never have to go by the way of the grave. You believe it? What is it? It's a revelation. Paul said, I got a revelation. We'll not all sleep, but be changed. He said, the damsel sleepeth. Lazarus sleepeth. Is that right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel good, don't you? Amen. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. Old Brother Lazarus laying out there in the tomb. He's supposed to be dead. And the sister said, he stinks. Oh, said, he's dead. Jesus said, but I told you something. He said, I gave you a promise. What was the promise? Said, if you believe, you'd see the glory of God. Didn't I tell you that? Oh, Lord, said, we know that he'll be resurrected one of these days. Said, Lord, he's going to be resurrected. Now, how can he be resurrected? Someday when you come, Lord, he'll be resurrected. Honey, can you see that? Can you see how far off they really was? Now, here we are. We're waiting for the coming of Jesus to be resurrected. Isn't that right? And they taught that someday he'd come and resurrect the dead. So they was going to wait for Jesus to come, not realizing he'd already come. He was there already. I said they didn't know that God was already there and the power of God was ready to bring Lazarus out of the tomb. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Said, we know he'll live again. They said, when is he going to live again? Said, in the resurrection. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection. Hallelujah. I feel the resurrection here tonight, don't you? Why wait for the resurrection? The Bible said we've already passed from death unto life. He said we've already passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. And never shall come into condemnation. You believe it? Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me shall never come into condemnation. But he has passed from death unto life. Is that right? Somebody say amen if that's right. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection. He said, Lord, he'll live again. When's he going to live again? In the resurrection. Jesus said, he's here. He said, the resurrection is here. I said, he said, the resurrection is here. Somebody said, Brother Pike, what do you mean? I mean that if the sting of death is sin, and if Jesus conquered sin at Calvary, there is no more sting of death. Are you listening? Come on, folks, listen. Hallelujah. I'm not playing Kitty Wants a Corner. I'm telling you the truth tonight. I said the Bible teaches that the sting of death is sin. And if there's no sin, there's no sting of death. Are you listening? And the Bible said, and the last enemy shall be conquered is death. And then shall be brought the saying, O death, where is thy sting? You want me to tell you where it's at? Jesus took it out of Calvary. The Bible said, I destroyed him that had power over death. Said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I said the other night, somebody said, but Brother Pike is appointed unto man wants to die and after that the judgment. I know that's true. But line upon line, precept upon precept,
The Bible said God looked down from heaven, heard the groaning of the prisoners, and loosed them that was appointed unto death.
Amen.
How did he do it? At Calvary, took the sting out of death. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of death tonight. I said, oh, death, where's thy sting? Somebody said, what is the sting of death? Sin. Sin, oh, death, where's thy sting? You say, Brother Pike, that's mighty boastful, boasting in Christ. Where, oh, death, where's thy sting? Where's thy sting, death? Jesus took it out like a bumblebee. You know, just going around and around. He's just a bully. You know, he got the sting out of him. He can't hurt you. Take a snake and milk the venom out of him. He just run around. He can't hurt you. He just scared him because he looks like a snake. That's all. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, my, I feel somebody believing in. I struck home in. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. I struck home and I felt a little spark of faith come up then. Like Jesus said when he felt the virtue go out of his body, the little woman touched him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, somebody touched me, not me, but God. And the little woman said, hallelujah. I'm healed. And they had a revival. I said, they had a revival. She started hollering, hallelujah, I'm healed. And they had a revival. Amen. Faith spark off and something began to happen. Like Brother Old Roberts said one time years ago when God was using him, he said, I believe in the law of average. Said, if I can't get nobody to believe, said, if I pray for enough people, said, after a while, I'm bound to strike something. Hallelujah. But you don't have to have the law of average, do you? All you have to do is have the Holy Ghost. Have the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Oh, sting, where is thy death tonight? Oh, death, where is thy sting tonight? Where's it at tonight? Jesus took it out of Calvary. Is that right? If Jesus took the sting out of death, where is the sting? What is the sting of death? It's sin. What can the sting of death do to me? It can't do nothing. I said, what can the sting of death do to me? It can't do nothing. Why is it that it can't do anything? Because the Bible said, he that is born of God cannot sin. I said, he said, he that is born of God, it didn't say he might not sin. Oh, it'd be good if he didn't sin. Oh, we hope that he don't sin. But the Bible said, he that is born of God, he cannot sin. For God's seed remaineth in him. And he's born of God, and he can't sin.
Amen.
Are you listening? Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I feel like I sinned today, Brother Pike. Well, you need to get born again. Folks that are born again don't sin. Somebody said, now look here, Brother Pike. I've seen people that was on fire for God, and I've seen people backslide, and they never did come back to God. You know why they never did come back to God? The Bible said if they'd been of us, they'd no doubt have continued with us, but they went out from us that it might be made manifest that they were never of us. Come on, somebody say amen. Why did they leave us? They didn't have the goods to start with. Somebody said, you mean to tell me that them people didn't believe? The Bible said, if you believe there's one God, you do well. The devil believes too and trembles every time he thinks about it. Hallelujah. I said, just believing ain't good enough.
Right.
Just believing ain't good enough. Is that right?
Right.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, if you believe, you'll be saved. The Bible said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Is that right?
Amen.
Somebody said, now Brother Pike, if you believe, you know that takes care of it. But that wasn't what the Bible said. The Bible said, if you have not God's Spirit, you're not of His. Is that right? He said to be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
And if you have not the Holy Ghost, if you have ain't but one Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost. So if you have not the Spirit, you're none of His.
Right.
Have you got the Spirit tonight? Somebody said, but I'm a believer. That's good. That's good. You may be one of the predestinated, but just being a believer don't prove it. You got to wait till you see if you get the seal. In the Old Testament, they had that ring. The great kings had that ring. That ring was called a signet ring. And when they wrote a decree and they sent it out from the kingdom, whatever that was, they stamped it with a seal. If that seal wasn't on it, it wasn't official. It might have been an epistle, but it wasn't official. And the Bible said, you're an epistle that's known and read of all men. I write my laws upon the table of your heart and cause you to walk in my way, and I'll seal you with the Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed with the King's great ring. If you don't have the seal, you're not official. You love the Lord? So then we say, what is the will of God? The will of God is the volume of the book. Lord, come in the volume of the book. What is the volume of the book? God's will. What is the book? God's word. Is that right? Sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. For as it is written of me, O God, lo, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God. Paul said this saying to take away the first that he might establish the second. Is that right? Hallelujah. Coming in the volume of the book to do thy will. What does the volume of the book say?
I would above all things that she prosper and be in health, said the volume of the book. The will of God said, I would above all things without respect to person that you be healthy. I said, that's the will of God. That's the volume of the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, but Brother Pike, don't you know we're under the curse? I know that the Lord cursed him back there, and sickness and sin come in the curse. But the Bible said, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree. And Jesus Christ hang upon the tree to become a curse for you, that you might receive the blessing of God and be taken out from under the curse and have your healing. Is that right? Hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you believe? Jesus said, if thou canst believe, everybody can't believe. The Bible said, all men have not faith. Somebody said, well, the Bible said, every man hath faith. The Bible said, God hath dealt unto every man the measure of faith. Is that right? That's human faith. But it said, all men have not faith. What kind of faith? That's God faith. All men have not the God faith. If thou canst believe, Jesus said, if you do have the God faith, if you are one of the elect, he said, then thou canst believe. And all things are possible to him to believe. All things are yours, whether in heaven, whether in earth. He said, everything is yours, death, everything present, everything that's past, everything that's future, all is yours. Is that right? Amen. We've received it through Christ. Then what must we do? Believe. Believe. What do you want tonight? What do you want? Somebody said, well, there's a number of things I'd like to have. Why do you want it? Jesus said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss to consume it on the lust of your flesh. Are you asking for the will of God? Are you asking for the blessing of God? Do you want to use it for the glory of God? Or do you just want to use it for prestige? Just want to use it for the convenience of the flesh? Why do you want it? If you want it for the cause of Christ tonight, you can have it. Amen. Honor the Lord with thy substance, the first fruits of thy increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses burst out with a new wine. Is that right? Hallelujah. Jesus said, this new wine, I'll come back and sup with you. He said at the supper, he said, I won't drink this some more until I come back at Pentecost. Is that right? He sat down there as a natural man. He said, I won't drink this some more with you until I drink it anew with you in the kingdom. Is that right? The law and the prophets till John, then the kingdom of God was preached, and Jesus Christ came back on the day of Pentecost, and they said they're drunk off a new wine. He came in, stood at the heart's door, knocked, came in and supped with them, and drank it anew in the kingdom with them. Is that right? How many believe you in the kingdom tonight? Let me see a hand. How'd you get in there? The Bible said, by faith we've been translated into the marvelous kingdom of our God. I'm going to say something, this will probably go way over your head tonight, but I want you to listen. I ain't been able to get much revelation in, just a drop or two here and there, but I want you to listen. Hallelujah. What do you think Jesus meant when he said we're not of this world? What do you think Jesus meant when he said we are not of this world? Hallelujah. The Bible said that God hath chosen us. Is that right? Yeah. God has chosen us out of the world. And we're not of the world. Then if we're not of the world, where are we, folks? I said if we're not in the world, where are we? I said this will go way over your head. I said, if we're not in the world, where are we? We are in heaven. I said it would go over your head, didn't I say it would go over your head? I said, where are we? If we're not in the world, then where are we? Somebody said, well, I'm in the world. Well, you need to get out of it. Somebody said, well, I'm still in the flesh. Well, the Bible said, he that's in the flesh can't please God. You better get out of it and get in the spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, but Brother Pike, don't you know I'm still down here in this world? Well, you need to get out of it. Because the Bible said, you're not out of the world. I've chosen you out of the world. If you're out of the world, you can't be in the world. Is that right? If you're out of the flesh, you can't be in the flesh. Is that right?
That's right.
Are you listening? Somebody said, then where are we? If we're not in the earth and we're not in the world, for heaven's sake, where are we? We are in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said, wait a minute, Brother Pine. I said, we're in heaven. Didn't I say it would go over your head? Somebody said, can you prove that by the Bible? The Bible said, preach the word. Is that right? Jesus stood and talked to Nicodemus, and while he was talking to Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, I told you about earthly things. He said, you couldn't understand, you couldn't believe. He said, if I tell you about heavenly things, he said, you'll never understand what I'm saying. Is that right? And he said to Nicodemus, he said, are you a ruler of the Jews and don't know what I'm talking about? And he looked at him, he said, Nicodemus, he said, no man ever ascended up into heaven except the Son of Man which came down from heaven. Is that right? That was the Jesus talking to him. You'll agree to that, won't you? And he looked at Nicodemus and he said, the Son of Man who is in heaven. I said, that same Son of God that was standing right there on the earth looking at Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, I ascended up to heaven. I came down from heaven. He said, you're looking at me, but I'm still in heaven. Are you listening? Somebody said, Brother Pike, what in the world are you talking about? I said, God has chosen us out of this world and hid us with God. How many know God's a spirit? I said, He's hid us with God. Where? In Christ. In Christ. So where is Christ? The Bible says, whom the heavens have received. How do you agree that Christ is in heaven? How do you agree that the heavens have received Christ? The Bible said we are hid with God, the Spirit, in Christ, whom the heavens have received. Where is Christ in heaven? Where are we? In Christ in heaven. Hallelujah. Until the time of the restitution, of the restoring, hallelujah, of all things, which is the millennium. Is that right? The 1,000 years reign. Did it go over your head? I hope some of you got it. Hallelujah. I've tried to stay out of Revelation. I've tried to stay out of Revelation, just drop in a little bit of time because I don't want to injure anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody, but I'd like to help you. You say, what are you trying to tell us, Brother Pike? I said, we've passed from death unto life. The sting has been taken out of death. Oh, sting, where art thou, O sting of death? So we say then, death, where is thy sting? Is that right? Then we turn and we say, grave, where is thy victory? In other words, what good is there to have a grave if there's no dead folks? Oh, grave, you lost your victory. You can't swallow anybody anymore because death lost its sting. Are you listening? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? For death is swallowed up in victory. What is the victory? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Is that right? Faith in Him destroying the sting of death at Calvary. They overcame Him. That is Satan. How? By the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus. How? And the words of their testimony to that blood. Is that right? They overcame Him. By believing in and testifying to. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and confession unto salvation is made with the lips. That is, if you believe in Christ, you believe your heart unto the Spirit, and then confess Calvary, and you become a son of God. You love the Lord? I want you to stand with me. A lot of things I'd like to say. Jesus said one time, I'd like to say many things to you, but you're dull of hearing. A lot of times we're dull of hearing. But you know what, folks? This is one of the greatest, most adventurous things that's ever took place. People, you know, they act like going to church is so drab. My. We go there and we hear the preacher and he opens the book and he reads the word. That's all it is to it, and we go back home. Well, you never met who I met. I said, you've never been where I've been. You don't know what I know. If that's the kind of life you're living, when I come to church, it's the most exciting thing that ever happens in my life. When I come to church, I come together because Christ is in the midst. I come that He might speak to me, and I'll tell you what, if the President of the United States tonight was over here somewhere on the corner close by, and you could walk, you'd be down there to listen, wouldn't you? What is it? He has control of your welfare. Is that right? But Jesus, the God of heaven and earth, come down here tonight to talk with you. I said, God came down tonight to talk with you. He come here to commune with you tonight. Somebody said, how do you know? Because the Bible said it not be you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking from within you. Is that right? You love the Lord? You say, Brother Pike, I'm awful sad, and everything's dreary where I live. Well, John heard a voice, and the voice said, come up hither. I said, if it's dreary and sad down where you live, come up here where I'm living. Come up here in this world. Come up here above the clouds. You ever been up in a big jet? Way up above the clouds? Everybody that's down on the clouds in a storm down there, you know. But up here above the clouds, there is no storm. The storm's only in the middle wall of partition. It's between you and that great beyond. Is that right? All you got to do is come up here in the heavenly places. God's made us sit together in heavenly places. Tonight, I've been in some Virginia places. You know why? Because I'm in Virginia. Hallelujah. I've also been in some heavenly places. You know why? Because I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. How do you know that California places is in California? To get in California places, you have to go to California. God had lifted us up, raised us up together, made us to sit in heavenly places. That means you have to come up hither. Is that right? Paul said, such a one as I caught up into the third heaven. Tonight, we don't know what the first heaven is, do we? We don't know what the second heaven is, do we? We don't know what the third heaven is, do we? If we did, we could understand better, couldn't we? I wish we could preach Revelation. I wish we could. I wish we could tell you what it is. Maybe you've already been told. But I wish I could tell you what the first, second, and third heaven is, and then you'd understand my manner of speech. You understand what I'm saying? Why is it that God is going to bring forth a message to let us know that we've transcended earthly gravitational powers and ascended into the presence of the Most High? Why? Because when you're healed by believing it. There's a truth revealed to you, you believe it, and thus it becomes so. When God translates the church and raptures the church, the Bible said Enoch was translated by faith. There's a truth revealed, thus you believe it, and it becomes so. There'll be a message that will go forth, an indoctrination of the intellectual thinking that won't rapture the people. They'll only hear it because you don't believe with your head. But after they're thoroughly indoctrinated by the ministry and then God transfers it to the heart, then there's going to be a divine transformation and a translation, because the Bible said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that's faith taking place. And the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. I said, when you think in your head you're in heaven, that don't do you any good. But you got to be indoctrinated in the up here in the mount to begin with. Is that right? Said Moses, make all things according to the pattern in the mount. Is that right? Show then here the kingdom of God within you. How do you know that? I said, the kingdom of God's within you. Oh, I wish we had time to talk with you tonight. Can I say just a few words in closing? Where is heaven? It's closer than you think. The law and the prophets till John, since that time the kingdom of God's been preached. And the Jews said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? It's not given to you to know. Is that right? He said, for the kingdom of God cometh not by observation, but it's within a man. Is that right? He said, the kingdom of heaven is within a man. Are you listening? A lot of people say, I believe I'm in the world, Brother Pike. But have you ever considered the fact that maybe the world is in you? Somebody said, is that Bible? The Bible said, God has set the world in you. As a man thinketh in the world, so he is in the world. As the man thinketh in his heart, so he is. But when Jesus come up out of the grave, it changed the heart. Is that right? And the kingdom of God was in the heart. He was still bone. He was still flesh. Is that right? Somebody said he was a spirit, but he said, fill of me. A spirit hath not flesh and bones like you see me have. But he thought in his heart different. That's what made the difference. He was in heaven. Is that right? What did he do? He just walked right through the wall. Is that right? I said, that same flesh and bone walked through the wall. Have you ever tried walking through the wall? Somebody said, but that was Jesus. Nobody else could do that. But Peter got to thinking that way in his heart, and he decided he could walk on the water. You ever read it in the Bible? I said, he got to thinking like Jesus, and he decided he could just walk on the water. Is that right? Old brother Ezekiel got to thinking heavenly, so heavenly, that down come the Spirit and picked him up and took him for a ride like in a chariot by the wind. Set him down the valley of dry bones. Is that right? Oh, Brother Paul got close to God, and the Bible said he wound up in the third heaven, saw things unlawful to speak. Is that right? A lot of things took place. They mocked old Elijah, but Elijah said, if you'll just watch me, in a little while I'm going to take a chariot ride. Elisha said, I'll be right on your heels. And so then all of a sudden the Bible said they parted asunder. Down from out of heaven came a flaming chariot and prancing horses and just caught old Elijah up and took him away. Is that right? Somebody said, well, I don't believe in them type of things. They didn't believe in it in the days of Jesus either. If I told you there's a little pool of water out here, that there's going to be an angel come down at a certain time into this world and trouble the waters, you wouldn't believe that, would you? Somebody say, you're superstitious. But the Bible said at the pool of Bethesda that at a certain time of the year, an angel, a spirit, came down out of heaven and troubled the waters, and whoever stepped in the waters was made whole. You believe that? That's Bible. See, you're closer to the supernatural than you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Let me say this right hurriedly. Somebody said, well, what I'm doing, I'm waiting to go to heaven, Brother Pike. But have you ever thought that heaven might come to you? Somebody said, well, I believe that I've got to go up there. But the Bible said, flesh and blood shall not inherit. Inherit. Do you know what it means to inherit? If your father was going to leave you something, inherit. See, the kingdom of God, you don't go off somewhere to get it, you inherit it. Spirit inherits spirit, not flesh and blood, not carnality, not education, but spirit inherits spirit. Is that right? Are you listening? The kingdom of God within you. Somebody said, well, I'm waiting for heaven. But John said, I saw heaven. Yes.
Are you listening? I said, John said, I saw heaven and it came down and it sat down upon the earth. Are you listening? Somebody said, just wait till that millennium comes. Have you ever wondered it might be here already? You know, people get carried away. Hallelujah. People get carried away. Did you know that? How do you know that this we're going into the sixth millennium now? The word millennium comes from the letter M. Catholic means 1,000 years. This is the 6,000th year we're going into now. Sometimes we don't understand what we're saying. Have you ever thought that this very earth you're standing on might be the millennium earth that God's bringing in? Have you ever thought about that? Well, I want you to think about it tonight because it is. Somebody said the millennium's a new earth. You can't prove that by the Bible. The millennium is not the new earth. The millennium is the restored earth. The millennium is this very earth you're living on right now. This is the millennium. Is that right? Somebody said, what do you mean? I mean in a little while God's going to bind the devil for 1,000 years. The bride is going to leave and the flower is going to come back up. And the bird is going to begin to sing and we're going to have a good time in Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm going yonder. Well, that's all right. I done got that. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm going to heaven. I'm already there. I said, I'm already there. Somebody said, but I'm looking at you, Brother Pike. But that couldn't be. Because the Bible said, I'm hid in Christ. You can't see me. You can't see me. Or somebody said, but I'm not blind. I'm not ignorant. I said, you can't see me. I'm hid with God in Christ. Do you see Christ tonight?
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. How do you believe you're hid with Christ in God tonight? The world can't see you. The world can't see you. Somebody said, but I know that the world sees me. Couldn't be. Dead. Buried. Hallelujah. Dead. Buried. You don't live anymore. It's not you that live, but Christ that lives. You're gone. You're hid beneath the water. You're hid with Christ in God. You've been put out of the way. It's Jesus living. They're looking at the little old house. They're just looking at the little old house, that's all. The song said, I ain't going to leave this house no longer. I'm getting ready to leave this thing. Can I say this to you right hurriedly? I'm introducing a lot of thoughts, but maybe I can clear up some of them tomorrow. Listen real close. Do you actually believe tonight that you are in heaven? Do you? How do you get your healing? Somebody said, I get my healing because I believe I'm going to be healed. Nobody ever got the healing by believing that they were going to be healed.
No, sir.
Jesus said, when you pray, believe you have it, then you shall receive it. The only way you've ever got your healing is to believe that you're already healed by stripes. You've got to put it in the past. Is that right? Nobody will ever get to heaven by believing they're going there. Even it was translated by faith. Because Jesus said he's already done it. You accept the truth, and the truth of God's Word is life. They're creative, and whatever you take them to be, that's what they are to you. And when you believe that you're in heaven by the Word of God, like Enoch, you're translated in the kingdom. Is that right? Waiting for the redemption of the body. But we're now in the generation where we receive the redemption of the body. Thessalonians change in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. I wish we had time to go into explain it tonight. It's a lot closer than you think. You love the Lord? A whole lot of things going on tonight, ain't there? Somebody said, well, I thought it was dull in coming to church. You just didn't understand. I said, there's a lot of waters to cross yet. A lot of things to say. A lot of things to learn. A lot of things to understand. We've just been a bunch of babies, just got started. But brother, you get in Christ. You get in God, and you'll see why Paul was so excited. Hallelujah. He didn't have time for the things of the world. Can we sing a little chorus together? You know, the great deliverance ministers that we've had come through, did you know that was just God throwing out the net, drawing in everything? They got pedal pushes and mini skirts. Are you listening? I said they got everything. They drawed in everything. Jesus said, but when they got the net to the shore, said, we've got to sit down and throw some of it back now. It's throwing back time. Is that right? Somebody said, well, I thought I was going to go right on to heaven doing them things. But you'll never do that. You'll never do that. See, Jesus was just being kind to you, pouring out His Spirit upon you, that you could taste and see that He was good. Is that right? Is that right? Not scolding you, trying to help you. Somebody said, well, I didn't know, but you do now.
See, before you, you didn't know. You wasn't guilty. He let you by with it. But now you know, then you'd be guilty. He won't let you by with it. Is that right? All right. Listen real close. Trying to find a place to close me. God was just giving you a healing to let you know that that was a touch from God to stop death that was working in your body. Because sickness comes from death. When God pronounced death on man in the garden, he started getting sick, deteriorating. Is that right? From sin. And the Lord sent forth great men of God to touch him, to heal those places. Is that right? But God's wanting to do more than that now. God's wanting to stop death altogether. Not just stop you from getting sick. He wants to change you completely. That you'll never be sick anymore. That you'll be eternal. God's sending a revelation to conquer not sickness now, but death. He's been leading up to that. That's what the sickness was. You know, healing the sickness was just to get your attention. He let all kinds of sicknesses come on the world. God let it come. Creates the good and evil, has the wind both. He let it come so that his ministers could go out there and heal you. Is that right? So that he could catch your attention. Now that he's drawn you to him, but now he wants to take away death and let you know that death is his enemy. Behold, I show you a mystery, Paul said, a revelation. We shall not all die asleep, but be changed. Is that right? Is that right? All of us won't have to sleep, but we'll be changed. Would you like to be changed and not go by the way of the grave? Would you like to do that? You say, but grandmother went by there, but you don't have to. Listen, folks. Listen real close. Listen to me. Grandmother didn't come to the fullness of it. She had to die. She had salvation, but she didn't come to the fullness of revelation, so she couldn't change her body. Enoch did come to it. Methuselah didn't. Adam didn't. The others didn't. They had to die, but Enoch did. He bypassed the grave. Are you listening? We've got to come to it. Somebody said, well, I'm satisfied to go by the way of the grave, but if this is the generation that's going to meet the tribulation, you won't have a chance to go by the way of the grave. You'll go through the tribulation. The Bible said they'll seek death and death will flee from them. They won't be able to die. You know why? Because the sons of God's going to conquer death before the tribulation. Therefore, death won't have any power during the tribulation. They'll cry for it, but it won't do them any good. Right. Are you listening? They'll be tormented by the locusts 5 months. So then, you want to be changed, caught up to be with God. Is that right? That means you got to come into the revelation of Jesus Christ. Is that right? Hallelujah. Let's sing a little chorus together. What a day that shall be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When I take him by the hand, then I know I'll understand. What a day, glorious day, that will be. Sing it again. What a day that shall be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, then I know I'll understand. What a day, glorious day, that shall be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting close to the finish line. I said we're getting close to the finish line. Hallelujah. Don't you want to win the race? Not everyone that runs shall win, but he that runneth according to the rules. And I got the rule book. I said, I got the rule book. Hallelujah. I got the rule book. Getting close to the finish line, Jerry. Hallelujah. They sang that song, Brother Ernie. I can see the lights of the city. I can see the lights of the city. Hallelujah. I wrote a song not too long ago concerning that very thing of nearer home.
Dad used to sing that song, I'm nearer home than I was yesterday. Hallelujah. Traveling the highways of home. Traveling the highways of home. Hallelujah. You believe it? You believe it? Praise God. I'm going to ask our sister here in the blue dress to come up tonight, if you will. Sister right here. I want to pray for her. She's almost been crushed. And she needs strength and she needs help. She wants to do something for God, and I believe she's sincere. But she's going to have help, and she's going to have strength. Amen. Come on up. You can come on up. We'd be glad to pray for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You love the Lord?
Yes.
What a day that shall be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you?
Hallelujah.
I feel faith tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, let the Spirit be in you that was also in Christ. It shall quicken your mortal body. Is that right? By the Spirit of God that dwelleth within you. Hallelujah. For His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit, Brother Ernie, that we're sons and daughters of God. Can you feel the quickening tonight? Can you feel the quickening tonight? Every now and then, you know, I can feel the Spirit of God and just jerk my body. Amen. I've been praying for people to just jerk my body, snatch my body. Amen. That's right. God on the inside, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. My. Here you could prophesy, speak in tongues, interpret. You could do anything of those things that I. You ever prophesied? I have. You ever spoken tongues? I have. Have you ever interpreted? I have. Have you ever discerned anything? I have. Are you listening? Through Christ. You ever had a miracle? I have. You ever had a healing? I have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, the Messiah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? I'm feeling tonight. I'm feeling moving on the inside, sweet like honey. Hallelujah. We're getting near the finish line. You know, like an apple on a tree, a beautiful pear. When it's getting ready for the harvest, it gets sweet and mellow. Are you getting sweet and mellow? With all of your troubles, with all of your problems, are you getting sweet and mellow? If you are, you're getting close to the harvest. When the church gets sweet and mellow, it's getting close to the harvest. You know what happens when the pears get real mellow and sweet? And the sugar and the juice begins to ooze out of them just a little bit. You know what happens? The little honeybees begin to fly around. You know what honeybees are a type of? They're a type of angels. I said when we get sweet and mellow, the little bees of heaven begin to buzz around us. And then the heavenly angels begin to make honey to take it back to the queen's palace. Hallelujah. When your cup begins to run over. Don't you feel good? Don't you feel good? I feel those angels here tonight, Jerry. That angel came down and troubled the waters. And the Bible teaches we're God's waters tonight. The book of Revelation said waters. Is that right? Scientists say we're made out of water. Waters, I feel the angel troubling the waters. See where that sister acts? Angels troubling the waters tonight. The Bible said when the angel troubled the water, the one that stepped in was made whole. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. I love to see God come down and trouble the waters. Hallelujah. You love the Lord?
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. God's doing something tonight.
Yeah.
I was thinking tonight when Brother Taylor was up here, he was singing that song, and he was talking about stepping in the steps of his dad. I remember I'd been fasting and praying one time down in LaGrange, Georgia, there in my little old house trailer. And I said, God, where do you want me to go to? And I went off into a night vision, and I looked, and I saw Jesus. And Jesus was taking long strides like this.
Hallelujah.
And every time He stepped, it was like it was in beautiful snow. And His feet would just mar up in the snow. And I looked, and all of a sudden, here I come right behind Him, and I'm stepping right in His steps. Just like that, every time He stepped, I stepped right in His steps. And I saw Him in a vision go to a certain place. And so I got up the next morning and I headed out to that certain place.
I got up there. We was in a little building there, and I was sitting down in the congregation. I was a stranger sitting out in the quiet here, and a brother got up and began to minister. And the brother was real spiritual. And while he was ministering, he had learned my name, but we'd not had time to get acquainted. And he turned around to me and he said, over here, he said, Brother Pikes, I feel like you got something to say. And I was praying that God let him give me a chance, you know. And I said, I sure do. I said, I sure do. I stood up and I said, right now. I said, I see something right now. I said, I'm looking at something right now. I said, I see a little boy, and I see him putting him in braces, and I'm God's concerned about that kid, and God wants to do something for him. And the mother, who was a stranger to me, right in the front of me, and I was right back of her, never met her before, she stood up and she said, my God, she said, that's me. She said, we just put my little boy in braces today and sent him off to Warm Springs. Hallelujah. And the tears began to run down her cheeks. It was later on that I was with a brother in a tent revival over in the Carolinas, and they took that little boy and brought him out, and we prayed for that little boy. I am the evangelist, and they took the braces off and the little boy walked. God is real. When the angel troubled the waters, the ones that stepped in was made whole. Is that right? God sees your life tonight. The Word is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus knows what you're thinking. You believe it? Amen. God knows what you're thinking tonight. I want to pray for this sister tonight. I want to ask God to do something for her. And I want you to believe with me. I want you to believe tonight. If you love the Lord, I tell you what, let's do. Come up here and stand with me, will you? While they're playing something on the piano. Play us something here, sister, on the piano. Come and stand with me tonight. If you need anything from God tonight, come and stand with me, will you? Can you? Can you stand with me tonight?
Oh, millions have come.
There is still room for one. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Can you sing it with me? Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Sing it. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Though many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. You love the Lord tonight? Let's pray tonight. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I've been fasting and praying one day. I'd been with God all day that day. I went off into my meeting over in Alabama, and there was a man out there, and the man had lost his hearing. He was almost totally deaf in both ears. And he came up that night for prayer. And I said, I'm going to pray for you tonight. And I said, I'm not going to put on a show. I said, I'm going to pray earnestly. I'm going to pray sincerely that God will heal you. That's what I told him. I said, the Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I prayed, and I prayed earnestly. And I prayed. When I got through praying, the man began to holler out, I can hear, I can hear, I can hear. And it stirred the congregation. And the pastor said, Brother Pike, we've got a miracle. We've got a miracle. We've got a miracle. And the man said, Brother Pike, I felt something go in my ear and pop and come out the other ear. And he said, my ears unstopped. And said, I can hear. When the angel came down and troubled the waters, something took place. Is that right? Do you feel the troubling of the Spirit tonight? Do you? I want to pray tonight, and I want you to pray with me. Father, you see the honesty and the sincerity of my sister's heart. Oh God, I feel her faith right now. Jesus, heal this body tonight. And I feel your healing tonight. Oh God, I feel the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. Heal Jesus tonight. God, break every yoke tonight. Oh Lord, and let the sister completely go free in the spirit tonight, God, to do thy will. God, to be a blessing and a strength. I ask you to do it in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name tonight. Let's praise God. Lift your hands up. I felt the yoke break tonight. The Bible said the anointing breaks the yoke. I felt the yoke break. Hallelujah. I felt the anointing of God. Father, tonight I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, and I pray for the sister here tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray tonight that thy spirit, Lord, would come down. Heal tonight, name of Jesus, Father. Break every yoke and move every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Mend this heart, Father, this mind and this body. In the name of Jesus, I feel your spirit doing it tonight. I feel your presence tonight. God doing it tonight. Make this person completely whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, tonight as I pray for my sister, I believe she loves you, Jesus. And oh God, I want you to make her alive. In the name of Jesus tonight, honor her faith. Honor our faith tonight, Jesus. Oh God, in the name of your Son tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of your Son tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel your presence, God, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Fill her with the Holy Ghost, Father. Break every yoke. Move the troubling spirit, Jesus. God, bless her. Make her alive in Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, as I feel your presence, I want you to heal tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name tonight. You love the Lord? Hallelujah.
Roll away. Roll away.
Can you say amen? You love the Lord tonight. Lift your hands up and praise God. Lift your hands up and praise God. Let's praise God tonight. God had us to praise the people tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you tonight for your spirit. I ask you to touch these people tonight. Oh God, move by your spirit tonight, Jesus. Father, cast out devils tonight, Jesus. And break the yokes tonight. And let the power of God come down from heaven tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you sing it? Can you praise God tonight? It was there by faith I received my sight. Now I am happy all the day. Sing it again. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of mine heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. You want to be prayed for tonight? You want to be prayed for? Just lift your hands up tonight. Father of heaven, in the name of Jesus, I felt the mighty power of God here tonight as that sister exercised her faith in God. And oh God, in the name of Jesus tonight, you see these people heal the spot. In the name of the Lord tonight,
I got you.
In Jesus' name tonight,
I got you.
Grant thy blessing. Hallelujah.
I got
you. Can you say amen? Can you praise God tonight? Hallelujah.
I
you want to be prayed for?
I
you want to be prayed for tonight? I got just what I wanted from the Lord. What I wanted, deliverance is what I want. Deliverance is what I wanted from the Lord. Deliverance is what I wanted. Deliverance is what I wanted. And I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Sing. Well, I got just what I wanted.
I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted from the Lord. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted from the Lord. Hallelujah. You want me to pray for you tonight? You want me to pray for you tonight? Hallelujah. Some of you do, but you're a little bit afraid. You're a little bit afraid. You want me to pray for you tonight? You're a little reluctant to be prayed for tonight. You want me to pray for you? Hallelujah. If you do, just come on up and I'll pray for you. God wants to do something for you tonight. God wants to do something for you. They shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. Somebody would say, Brother Pike, how do you know? Because the Bible said so. It didn't say maybe they would or perhaps they could. It said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Is that right? If you believe tonight, I believe. I believe tonight. I believe tonight. Hallelujah. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, I want you to do something tonight, Father, in a special way. I want you to touch this moment tonight. Father, every yoke and every bondage that's in this woman's life, I want you to heal her tonight. I want you to break this yoke tonight, Jesus. Father, minister to the Spirit. It's not by power of might, but it's by your Spirit. And Father, I feel your Spirit. I feel your Lord. Loose this faith, Jesus, and let it go out to me tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing of God breaking the yoke tonight. Somebody's believing. I feel it tonight. I can tell when you believe. Hallelujah. You want to be prayed for? You want to be prayed for? Hallelujah. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hear us tonight, Jesus. Oh God, hear us tonight. Let your Son be here tonight. Let the Holy Ghost be here tonight. I feel your anointing, Father. I ask in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for this sister. Father, she's sincere tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to touch her tonight in the name of Jesus. Let thy Spirit, oh God, let thy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Father, let it come down. Hallelujah. The Spirit of your Son tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to do it. Hallelujah. Let thy touch be upon her tonight. Let thine anointing break the yoke tonight. Every spirit tonight, God, that would cause a problem, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to be prayed for tonight? You want to be prayed for tonight? Hallelujah. You want to be prayed for? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask this little brother to come over here, if you will. Will you come right around over here? I feel like he wants to be prayed for tonight. Just a little reluctant to step out. But I feel like God's got his hand on this young fellow. Wouldn't you like to be used of the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you, Jerry? I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I feel revival in the air. I feel it in my soul tonight. Hallelujah. Just me and Jesus have revival sometimes. Hallelujah. You want a revival tonight? Just open up the windows of your soul. He'll pour you out a blessing you can't receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel God moving tonight. I'm going to pray for this brother, and I want you to pray with me tonight. I want you to believe tonight. Hallelujah. I believe God's got his hands on him. And I believe God's wanting him to do a work for him. Sometimes I see young fellows sitting in the congregation, and I don't feel nothing about them. I really don't. But then once in a while, I'll see somebody sitting out there, and it looks like God begins to speak, and God begins to say some things. Hallelujah. And something begins to happen. Hallelujah. What he needs to know tonight is how to release his faith in God. That's what he needs to know tonight. Hallelujah. He's honest and sincere.
Don't draw back. There's nothing in the world. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel the anointing now. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, the Messiah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, as I feel the touch of heaven tonight. Father, the windows of the soul is open. Touch the Spirit tonight, Jesus. Make him a mighty warrior for thee. Raise him up as David of old, God. Lord, when he run through a troop and leaped over a wall, let him be a mighty warrior for God. Hallelujah. Spare his faith tonight, God, and let him be an inspiration to those he comes in contact with. Move him mightily with thy Spirit as you did Samson of old, God, when he slew the lion. I pray that thy anointing would be upon him in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Love the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Let God have his way tonight. Let God have his way. Even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. For though the cross be great, I'll work for you. I want you to sing this with me, will you? Oh, Jesus, use me. And, oh Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there is something I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. For though the cross be great, I'll work for you. Sing it. He's the lily of my valley. He's my bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's my Holy Ghost baptizer, and he's everything to me. For he has washed and he hath made me whole. Can you sing it with me? Oh, Jesus, please use me. And, oh Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. For though the cross be great, I'll work for you. You love the Lord tonight?